Morning, Melbourne. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Nova 100. There are 400 people in the studio. My God.
There's
because
my daughter over there.
Oh, hey, Bill Shorten's daughter.
Hey, it's Bill Shorten.
Is that it? We're done?
I think so.
Good morning. Good morning, Bill Shorten.
Hey, Chrissy, great to be back.
You are really on today. Do you know what this feels like? It feels like when I had my elective cesarean babies. It's just like this tiny room full of a lot of people. Well, and you're the baby, Bill.
Well, for the six of the blokes, he went, okay.
Yep.
It's very odd.
Where's the screen, Swanee?
Oh, it's screen. Are you going to put a bullet in someone?
How long to go?
That's what 11, I say. 11 sleeps.
Oh, God.
Is this an exciting time for you? Is this like...
Time of my life. It's exciting. But I've been doing this job for 2,033 days. So in a marathon analogy, you know, 42-kilometre race, it's about the 41.6K mark of it, 41.7K mark.
What is the normal tenure of an opposition leader?
Well, here is a fact you will never need to know again.
Hang on. May I offer you a tidbit?
Offer you a tidbit?
Yes,
the eighth longest serving opposition leader in Australian history.
The eighth. That's a bit underwhelming,
in the
isn't
first
it?
Half of it.
The eighth.
Well, there's been 34 of them, but or 35 of them, but most of them did it in the first half of last century. We're a little more.
Who is the longest?
Yeah, who were some of the names that we'd know?
Matthew Charlton. See, no, he was in the 1920s.
Yeah,
Charlton.
Yeah, too long.
No. I've got a genuine question.
John Curtin.
I've got a genuine question for you. It's more the strategy involved in the pre-election build up to an election.
Mm.
You know the and you both do it. You know the kissing of babies, the putting the hard hat on, the high vis.
Come on,
the going to the markets and saying hello to a butcher you've never met before.
We see you.
What's the actual idea behind that?
Well, I've been doing it for 2,000 days. I like people. I can't speak for the Liberals. They always look like they've come from another planet and they found the human race very curious at election time.
Shots fired.
But,
that is shots fired.
But I used to work in a butcher shop for 3 years. I was the cleanup boy.
Did you?
Really?
After uni, each night, Mackenzie's Butchers in Hisdale.
What's the best cut of meat then?
I fill it.
Okay.
It's the king. What do you think?
You know, I feel it. I like the cattleman's, the big
what do they
the
think?
The big rib, the big
tomahawk.
Bone,
What do greyhounds like to eat?
Oxes, tongues, and cheeks.
There you
Yuck.
Go.
Yeah, you know, I made a big mistake.
I used to have to clean the oxes' tongues.
Is that
is a disgusting
thing. Well, they used to be, obviously, they're fed to dogs, but now they're virtually a delicacy, aren't they, Swanee?
No.
Well, they're good meat there.
Don't oxes' tongue.
Yeah, probably somewhere closer to Chrissy's reaction there.
No, that's gross. I made a huge mistake in that I gave my kids to start with, eye fillet.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, that's... Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't never go back.
And they can't go back to mince.
And I said to the butcher, I go, I'll just have, four eye fillet things. My kids only eat eye fillet. He goes, I bet they will. Oh, bloody bet they will.
How's the debates been going?
Yeah, I've enjoyed them.
Depending on who I read, the result seems to change. So I read The Australian last week and they, mate, you got smashed.
Yeah, well, that'd be The Australian.
Fairfax, eh? You won easily.
No.
It's very hard. Why aren't you taking...
I could discover a small planet two galaxies away and the Oz would say there was something wrong with it. So that's life.
Hey, speaking of...
You seem to be, you and ScoMo seem to be getting along well at the Brisbane debate.
Yeah,
too nice to each other.
Is he a dork? Is ScoMo a dork?
He has his own style. He has his own style.
Well, he wanted fire and brimstone. You're a bit too chummy, though.
Oh, well, sorry, mate.
Just I expect you to punch on.
Your never opinion, man.
Never apologise.
Yeah. Well, not everything's playing Brisbane, What well, a lot of hard man
being
like
out,
you.
Being out with the people, Bill, what's your take on what we're concerned about? Because I know in my household, I share my house with three very young Australians, and they are... very concerned, more than I was, about the climate change. And there's a lot of anxiety about the mess that we are leaving them, a lot.
You're spot on, Chrissy. Climate change is a big issue. I think people are fed up with Australian politics. We're still arguing it. The government just gets itself tied up in knots over doing anything. And in the meantime, businesses and community and the young people, they all just want real action on climate change now. So I reckon that's one of the top four issues.
Mm.
When I run into pensioners, they feel forgotten. There's 3 million of them. They feel forgotten, so we're going to help them extend a new item in Medicare, so we're going to help them with the cost of dental care, so that's a big issue. Then that gets you into cost of living. A lot of Australians are frustrated that everything's going up except their wages.
Yes.
So on childcare, we're going to provide, if you have a couple of kids in childcare, your household income might be $100,000, $120,000. We'll provide towards $2,000 extra subsidy per year per child. So that gets to cost of living. Health's always a big issue, though, isn't it? If you don't have your health, like, we can overcomplicate politics in Australia. If you don't have your health, nothing else matters, does it?
That's true.
So, you know, good, affordable, best healthcare system in the world. That's what I want.
Just clarifying, did you say run into pensioners or run over pensioners?
Into.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I misheard. I can't listen to everything you say, by the way.
Do you have an SUV?
No.
Speaking of which.
What about here in Melbourne, though? Are you going to plough more money into infrastructure? Because
he's up over there, Tony Jones. Are you right? What are you doing?
I'm just asking. Everyone wants to know because people are listening in their cars at the moment.
Infrastructure, how?
Roads, trains, all that sort of stuff. People are frustrated.
Hang in there, Brownie. Don't let Sam distract you.
I'm not going to let him distract me.
It's hard to soar like an eagle when the turkeys are around.
when he lives close by, he's got an easy drive to work in the morning before traffic starts, but a lot of people are stuck in traffic now.
You'd be on the bicycle, wouldn't you, Sam? Absolutely.
Are you going to plough money into Victoria?
Yes, okay.
Because ScoMo doesn't worry about Victoria.
Short answer, yes, we are. Under the current government, we've been as low as... For every dollar spent on infrastructure in Australia, Victoria's been getting between 7 and 9 cents in the dollar. So I'm going to end that. We're going to invest, working with Dan Andrews, in the Melbourne Metro. That's 5 new railway stations through the city. What that means, though, for everyone catching the train, is that there'll be more... Because if you build a new underground, it means that there's more space for more trains on more track, which means people have got the option of catching the train and not being overcrowded. But in terms of roads, we've got a big southeastern roads package, for example... So, you know, out Berwick, Pakenham, all the new suburbs, more roads there. In the north, the Wallen Interchange. So we've got a view about Melbourne, be it roads. We want to build the airport link because all great cities should have a public transport link.
40 years too late.
40 plus years, yeah, that's right. And so Melbourne Metro, the underground.
So they're going to finally spend money in Victoria.
Hey, that's Bill, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I haven't seen this series. Mate, don't do a spoiler.
What the hell are you doing? You're going to find out a spoiler on the internet.
It's been busy.
It's unavoidable.
He's only Googling himself.
No.
You're on the bus heaps. Watch it on the bus, the Bill Shorten
bus.
They
don't have a TV on the bus.
Okay.
Don't they? We're spending big bucks on the bus. It's not like that film about Rolling Stones. You know, the bus is
like
basically
bus.
A bus with your
What
face
about your... you've got your daughter out there today.
She's on the way to school. But
I was going to say, she should be at school, though. Otherwise, it'd just be truancy. What's going on? Is she going to be...
She wants to meet you, Sam.
Wait till I read that about...
What?
What?
Not happening.
That's right.
Not happening.
But, I haven't seen my family a lot, so this is quality time. She gets to come in and watch me talk to you guys. What's not to love about that?
Have you got a good luck, so before a big game, quite often players would have a superstition or a good luck charm, whatever it be, whether it be the red undies or put your left boot on first. Bill, election day, will you have a special superstition?
Oh, see, that's so sort
that's
of...
a good one.
You know, right out there, whereas what's mine? Mine would be... Pick a special tie. I know that's so daggy. Pick your winning tie.
But what do you have?
What's going to be your winning tie?
Or do you have baked beans on toast before? What is it?
Vegemite and toast.
Is that your special pre-game meal?
Yeah, like it with a sourdough. Yes.
Scott Morrison also likes Vegemite.
Oh, you can't split them.
What's going on there?
You can't.
Okay, you're right, Swanee. Actually, that does make me... No, I still eat the Vegemite. Yeah. I will not be deterred.
I think
Vegemite is... I remember Vince Cerenti cracked a joke about Australian cuisine.
Was it funny?
He said Australia's... How lazy are Aussies? We just put the cheese in the Vegemite in the one jar. I love that.
Ah, Sorrenti.
Classic Sorrenti.
Classic Sorrenti.
Classic.
Hey. Let's do this.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Type 5 from Nova listeners, Bill Shorten.
I think they did this on Q&A last night.
How often do you go for a job, a jog? A job.
Freudian go for one job, opposition leader.
How often do you go for a jog, Angie Velluto wants to know.
5 out of 7 days.
God, that's good.
What's your jog song? What gets you G'd up? Do you listen to music?
I run without earphones, but, you know, if I want to do a sprint, bit of Rocky.
Right on.
You used to be a lot bigger, didn't you, Bill? You've lost some kgs.
Had a couple of kegs.
How many all up?
Well, when are we starting from?
From your highest. Don't avoid the question. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
12 or 13 down from...
correct.
Looking good.
I'm just I'm letting you know, you're starting to annoy Swanee. She's getting upset.
And he's got a suit.
She'll turn on you.
Swanee. Swanee's got the heart of an angel.
Vin Minardi wants to know, are you going to win this election?
I hope so. Probably. Maybe.
What are these questions?
Sorry, Vin. I tell you what, Vin, if you give me a vote, I'm one vote closer.
Got him. Got him.
Team and T, more of a statement than a question. You cut my friend off while driving recently.
Bill.
Oh, that'll be the driver. No, I'm not going to blame the workers.
Apologise.
Sorry if that happened.
Thank you. Think Pierre Cher asks, snags, onions on top or bottom?
On the bottom, ideally. You'd put the onions on first, then you'd put the sausage. Oh, I haven't thought about
that. There you go.
I agree. There was a lot
of... In an ideal world, you'd put the onions on first.
Well, you know now at Bunnings, they have to do that.
They have to do that.
Workplace health and safety.
Yeah. It used to be onions on top, and then somebody fell over.
Yeah, that does actually sound over the top, though.
It does, Bill. That's what
I tell you what, I do not have a policy on that. You can do whatever you like.
Okay.
Free country. 6 minutes to wait.
Good to know. I've got two more questions. are you related to Bill Lengthen?
Oh, funny.
Oh, my God.
That would have won a scooter last week.
Did Sam sign his name on that?
No.
Oh.
Bang. Shots fired.
The last one is from James Pierce, 23. He wants to know, what's your fave karaoke jam?
My wife's the best karaoke singer I've ever seen.
Is she?
But I don't mind a little bit of Elvis. Not for me to do.
Elvis,
Suspicious Minds, though.
Oh, what a tune. Minds. And what does the good lady wife do? What does Chloe do?
She does jazz, like, you know, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's not a proper karaoke song. You can't be good, good singer.
You've lost it, mate. It's gone.
And do that. You've got to do, like, you know, Bonnie Tyler or something cheesy. You can't go up in front of everyone and go, I'm going to sing Nina Simone. No.
No, my wife is an ace singer, chanteur, so she
does
jazz really
game.
Well.
You can't play this game then.
Hey, if you become Prime Minister, is that it for us? He wouldn't be strolling on.
No, we'll do
strolling back into
here. Why
don't
you do an OB from the lodge?
We'd love to. You're going to forget us.
I'm in, Dino. Billy, I'm in.
Hey, you're going to forget us, aren't you, Bill?
No, I'm not. You're unforgettable.
No, you'll forget us.
Good luck.
Let me just reassure you, you're my friends. Whatever happens on the 18th of May, we're all still friends.
All right.
I hope so.
Always, we'll leave the last question to Dino. He does it all the time. Mm. It's the big one. It's the one. It's a big finish.
This
here you go.
Your tell to make sure that no one's kidnapped you and substituted your personality. It's the same question.
Hey, Bill. Where are we at with legalising weed, boss?
Dino, as I've said on our first date, it's a state issue.
Snore! Thank you.